come on down in the front. But baby, yo, it's cool. But you, it's cool. Everybody that's faking the funk, put you in school. Put you in school. But take a lesson from the best and discussion to that the best you think. I got the music and the instruments, and this is just my weapons at hand. Everybody on the floor, that's the music to me.
Clap your hands,
and just stomp the beat. I just wanna put you down. I just want y'all to get down. Everybody come lay down. Everybody is on me.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Red Gold, taking the baton from DJ TBD, who is just having a lovely memorial hour for the man named D'Angelo. And it's been a sad week ever since hearing that news. I have one track coming up next from himself, D'Angelo, starting a bit late to leave space for that beautiful moment to end properly. And yeah, we're going to roll right into the Jam Adjacent here with a little D'Angelo transition. But yeah, this is the show. 7 to 8 p.m. I'm DJ Red Gold. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to bop around a bit per usual. Actually, maybe we have a bit more consistency amongst the threads of the playlist tonight, if you will. It's 7.06 p.m. Yeah, actually 7.05. That clock is a little fast. But this is WRUV-FM Burlington, your better alternative. I like to consider it your best alternative. Thanks so much for tuning in again. I really can't say it enough. let's just rip it. Let's go right into The Door by D'Angelo. Enough said. Thank you. A scientific study conducted by Patrick Fagan reports that frequently attending concerts increases emotional health, self-perception, and general levels of happiness. People report a 21% increase. Again, that's 21% increase in feelings of well-being after just 20 minutes of gig time. The study compares concert going to other wellness activities, such as yoga or walking with a pet. The good news doesn't stop there. Additional scholarly research states that attending shows may even add 9 years to one's lifespan. Go check out your local music scene. Listen to some awesome bands and boost your mood. This has been a PSA from your concert-going DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. How's it going? I'm great because I've been to concerts. Okay? I went to The Sword last week, which was Wednesday. At Higher Ground, and it was lovely. I'd say I felt 21% better than I did from before the gig. I'm DJ Red Gold. We just heard some tunes. What were they? We had Autobahn by the Fearless Flyers. The Fearless Flyers just came out with a new documentary of their performances in Italy. I think I talked about it last week, and that track, Autobahn, was from that live show, one of the live shows that they did in Italy. We had something else from the Wolf universe. I'd say Wolfpack is probably the most jam-adjacent on-the-nose band there is. They sort of were the inspiration for the whole vibe that this show brings, so I play them a lot. We had Wolfmon, again, part of the Wolf universe. That was Rutgers 2, count them, 2, not the first one. The second one, and I love them both equally as if they were my children. And we started the whole thing off with D'Angelo, that song called The Door. Rest in peace, my guy. I was so grateful to be able to see him during a super jam at Bonnaroo in 2012, a while back. But here's some Ambulance Limited.
True love, I'm
Gorilla Toss there, coming in hot. They just played Foam Brewers 2 days ago. Speaking of those concerts that are good for your health, right? Doctor's orders. Everyone needs to go to a concert this week, okay? And that's from Dr. Redgold. That's me, Dr. DJ Redgold. I have a lot of prefixes to my name. What do they call those? I don't know, because I actually have none. Grota, CEO of Personal and Pleasure. They tore the house down Friday night at Foam. Saturday night at Foam. Sold out show. I feel like Gorilla Toss and the Burlington kind of vibe, the Burlington music scene, are like perfect. They're like peanut butter and jelly, folks. And they proved it. They proved it to me that Saturday night. It was lovely. Before that, we had Wonder Horse. That's the name of the artist. I think I played this same song last week because I'm just really into this album right now. That song was called Poppy. And we had Ambulance Limited, a bit of a throwback that just popped into my head. Speaking of Poppy, it just popped into my head. Ambulance Limited, that song was Heavy Lifting. I don't think Ambulance Limited is putting out any records anymore, but that release just called LP, actually. Originally called LP. Came out like 2008-09 or something, and it is great. It's worth listening to. I've definitely played it on the show before, and that's what we heard. It's a really good time, I feel like, Burlington wise for shows coming up. I think I've mentioned some that they have coming up at Higher Ground that I am attending, like the new Master Sounds, and that same exact week they have the Disco Biscuits. If you're more on the jam, let's call it jam-centric end of the spectrum, rather than perhaps the jam-adjacent end of the spectrum, I imagine the Disco Biscuits are for you. They're about as jam-centric as it gets, folks. New Master Sounds, I would call more jam-adjacent. You know, we're just for some educational purposes here as to what I mean when I say, what I try to mean when I say jam-adjacent. That's the only two shows that come to mind, but I know there are some other ones that I have tickets for. But anyway, enough about me and my healthy concert-going habits. Let's get back to the music. What do you say? Sure. I say sure. Thanks so much for listening. This is WREVF in Burlington, and we are going to listen to a new release from a cool band, I guess, called The Last Dinner Party. This is, I believe, their sophomore album, their second album, and this song is pronounced Agnus Dei, and I believe that is Latin for Day of Agnes. Here it is. Yeah.
did I spell it? We'll be right back.
But I know you'll be moving out and I'll be gone. Call me for your camisole. Now it's just one and done. They were doing the rest of them on a great escape. We went driving down the interstate. Well, I know we're gonna make it through. The time we're spending. Tell me what you wanna do.
2019-07-24. That was the fateful day that Mac DeMarco laid down the track 2019-07-24 that we just heard. And we had a jam adjacent first, folks, because I played that song earlier in the hour, and I just wanted to hear it again. It's only a minute long, okay? Don't sue me. Actually, okay, it's a minute and 10 seconds long. You know, feel free to sue me. I got good lawyers. By which I mean no lawyers. All right, we also heard Wolfbahn, a new release called Valk. Instead of walk, right? It's Valk. You get it? Like Valk. Like Valk instead of walk, right? Like Wolf instead of Wolf. Do you get it? That's the idea. I hope you get it. We had Laces, Burlington's Pride and Joy, all capital letters, L-A-C-E-E-S, Laces, finally released their first ever EP. And that track, I believe, was by The C in Laces. And that is my boy, Christopher. I love that track. Pop Top Chevy, talking about his experience driving down Interstate 89. Doesn't that just relate to you folks making your escape down 89 in a Pop Top Chevy? I don't know what a Pop Top is, and I'm afraid to ask, so I'm not gonna. We had The Sword, Daughter of Dawn. That was a bonus track that was released on their 15th anniversary edition of their album Warp Riders. So, okay, get this real quick, and my last 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I just saw The Sword, right, at Higher Ground last week, and they covered that Warp Riders album in full. And it was great, don't get me wrong. But I was so hoping that they would just play one more track after the last track, which is that bonus track we just heard, Daughter of Dawn. They didn't humor me. And honestly, they had done plenty. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing show. Those guys are super, super, super talented, and I don't really consider myself a metal guy, and they kind of converted me, and I think it's time I start listening to Tool, so All right, and we had the last dinner party, new release, Angus Day, off of their From the Pyre album, Hot Off the Press. That came out today. And that's going to do it for me. Thanks so much for listening to The Jam Adjacent. I will be back, me being DJ Red Gold, will be back in this booth a week from today at 7 p.m. See you then.
A nega do balaio grande, de seios bem pequenos, sem misturar com o sangue quente que ferve o coração. Quase piro quando vi na tela os brincos de turquesa que eu te dei com a promessa de crer na ilusão. The promise you